Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. During a campaign rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina tonight, President Trump said he would appoint a Supreme Court nominee next week, and that pick would be a woman. NPR's Sam Greenglass reports.
A day after the court announced the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, chants of "fill that seat" rippled through the crowd.
That's a good idea. Fill the seat.
The president also pledged to put another woman on the bench.
It will be a woman, a very talented, very brilliant woman.
Trump said previous presidents have filled court vacancies every single time. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
In 2016, Senate Republicans refused to even grant a hearing to consider President Obama's choice to fill Antonin Scalia's seat, saying it was too close to the election. Scalia had died in February. As the nation mourns the loss of Justice Ginsburg, her death is being felt particularly hard in the Brooklyn neighborhood where she grew up. Gwen Hogan from member station WNYC has more.
Ginsburg's childhood home sits on a quiet tree-lined street in a residential neighborhood in South Brooklyn. Though she hadn't lived in the house for decades, on Saturday morning, some mourners came by to drop off flowers and pay respects. Danielle Goonan went to the same high school that Ginsburg attended. She says the justice left her mark on generations of students. Goonan remembers meeting Ginsburg at the Supreme Court.
We were all working class kids, but we all knew that we could grow up. I used to say I want to be a Supreme Court justice, so in many ways she was all of our heroes.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to build a statue for Ginsburg in her home borough of Brooklyn. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
Wildfires continue to burn in the West. In California, evacuation orders have been issued due to the Bobcat Fire in mountains some 50 miles northeast of downtown Los Angeles. And in Oregon, there are now 9 confirmed deaths and 5 people missing as the fires continue to burn. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Mira Powell reports.
Recent rainfall has helped firefighters in their work to contain the wildfires that have burned more than 1 million acres across the state. That rainfall has also helped to improve air quality, which was ranked as hazardous last week for much of Oregon. According to the Oregon Office of Emergency Management, all of the major fires burning in the state are at least 10% contained. Thousands of homes have been destroyed in communities spread across the western half of the state. Nearly 3,000 people who have evacuated due to the fires are in some form of shelter, including hotels. For NPR News, I'm Mira Powell in Portland.
Residents along the Texas coast are being warned to be prepared for Tropical Storm Beta. Forecasters say it could strengthen into a hurricane by the time it nears land tomorrow and Monday. This is NPR News. The Television Academy hands out Emmy Awards tomorrow evening during a televised primetime ceremony. But in the days leading up to the show, the Academy has already been handing out Emmys for creative and technical achievements. NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports.
The Creative Arts Emmys have been handed out in virtual ceremonies every night this week. Among the big winners is the Disney Plus show The Mandalorian. The Star Wars Universe series starring crowd favorite Baby Yoda picked up awards for outstanding special visual effects, sound editing, sound mixing, production design, and cinematography. Nine Inch Nails frontman Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross were honored for composing the score for HBO's Watchmen, and comedian Maya Rudolph got her first Emmy for her voiceover work on the animated Netflix show Big Mouth.
Hello, my precious little ravioli.
More high-profile categories such as outstanding drama and comedy shows and actors will be presented Sunday evening. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.
The Trump administration announced today all United Nations sanctions against Iran have been restored. Much of the rest of the world disagrees. The U.S. says it's triggered the snapback mechanism in the U.N. Security Council resolution that covers the 2015 nuclear agreement reached with Iran, saying that Iran has failed to live up its commitments. Fellow members of the Security Council say the U.S. gave up its right to invoke snapback when it withdrew from the deal with Iran. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.